It's 26 minutes after 7. The Grease Man here. Don't talk to me about love. Don't talk to me about love. I have my work. I have my shrieking here at DC 101. And through the shriekery, I find release and some sort of satisfaction, I guess. You know, when I've been in love, I haven't done as good a radio shows as when I've been brutalized. I don't know what it is. Why is that? Why do I need pain to bring out the creativity in me? I haven't always been like this. You know, it's just that, you know, life bummed me out. I mean, I'm always dealt... I don't want... Look, I'm not whimpering here, but I always get dealt the rotten cards. Like, you know, of all the people I could have been assigned roommates to in college, who would have thought I'd get John Holmes, you know? I mean, how would you have liked to have been John Holmes' roommate? I got a letter from him the other day. He still writes me. The guy has no idea I hate his guts! Always got the girls. He was best man at my wedding. Nobody wanted to dance with me at the reception. Everybody wanted to dance with John. I hated that man. So much that I even tried to kill him. That's how much! You want to talk hate? A buddy of mine had a sailboat. I hated him so much, I actually borrowed the guy's sailboat to take John on a ride. I said, hey, I got big sailboat, John. You want to go for a late night cruise? He said, love to, Grease. Golly, nice of you to ask me alone. So we shoved off in the Washington Channel. We rounded Haynes Point. Everything was going just according to plan. I was going to get near the 14th Street Bridge. Wait till there was a lull in the traffic. Slit his throat. And throw him over. Waited there. I didn't notice there were clouds building in the west. Cumulonimbus clouds. It was just a small day sailor. The water was cold. The water got rough. Before we got anywhere near the bridge, the seas churned up like I'd never seen them churn. I started to get terrified. A rogue wind came and demasted us. The mast was just torn away. Sail flopping uselessly on the deck. I knew it'd be any time before we'd broach and capsize. When suddenly John, thinking fast, made his own mast and affixed the sail. I watched in shocked horror as John, hands folded behind his head, leaning back, caught the breeze. Sailed out as never before. The sail billowing in front of us. It was awesome. I mean, awesome. How ironic. We'd come out there for me to kill him. And in the end, it was he who saved my life. And so we continued our cruise. We headed for the 14th Street Bridge. Up ahead, I read the clearance underneath the chain bridge. I said, my God, from the tip of the mast, there's not enough room. I blew the horn 3 times for the bridge tender to open the bridge so we could get through. But he must have been asleep or away or something. He didn't answer. I said, my God. I said, all right, John, take in the mast. He said, I can't! I said, what do you mean you can't? He said, not until I achieve Shangri-La! I said, my God, we're gonna crash into the bridge! But he thought faster, and sure enough, I said, wait a minute, no, you can't achieve Shangri-La! We're in the flight path for National Airport! Watch out, this one coming! God, the FAA is still trying to figure that one out.